The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, so we're trying to keep her healthy because she has to drive down to L.A. this weekend with her parents. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion, community, and caring. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, when you come down to it, are we not all under the weather? And there's plenty of it today.
You know what? She's been running around and burning bright here for like 2 weeks. And This morning she's getting up and she's coughing. And I pushed her back down and just said, hey, you know what? You got a big trip this weekend. You just want you to get yourself better. You don't need to
save up that energy.
Yeah, you don't need to, even though it looks like it could be better down there this week, you can't tell what the weather might shift.
Well, speaking of, lots of rain today, high near 53, southwest wind 7 to 12 miles an hour, increasing this afternoon. In fact, we have a high wind warning from the National Weather Service, gusts up to 28 miles an hour. Today, tonight, gusts up to 31, 100% chance of rain. If you are in the sound of my voice, up to an inch of rain. Actually, today, we could see up to 2 inches of rain on the valley floor. That translates, of course, to lots of water in the lake, but it's going to be a wild day. That will taper off tomorrow. Friday, it looks a little bit better. We do have another chance of rain on Saturday. Not nearly this heavy. MLK Day will be mostly sunny. That's next Monday. So we've got some intense weather for the next 24 hours. Be careful out there because with high winds and lots of rain, trees can fall over, debris can go flying, and the 30-mile-an-hour winds will knock stuff around. So just be aware. Right now, downtown Reading, 46 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm glad you got all that out before you collapsed there. Also, won awards for hiring veterans. The state awarded them, said they were in the top three in the whole state of hiring veterans. So, all the things that Shasta Gas Propane does, plus gives, like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans, and also for people who lost their homes and they're living out there and they've got these seven gallon propane tanks. Chuck's is going to put, Chuck and Judy are going to put on your property a 120-gallon tank at no cost to you, and then even charge you less for the propane than it costs them.
And I expect you'll pick this up later in the program, but they are now doing so with the blessing of the city, the residents living in their RVs on their devastated properties.
And that just started, of course, in the vote last night.
Yeah.
Where it said the city has said that residents can live on RVs and camp there on their property while their houses are being built.
I think they didn't have a lot of choice on this one.
I mean, they're there. What are you going to do, throw me off my property after it burnt because you didn't cut down the ladder fuels?
They're already in trouble.
Did I say that? Oop, did I say that?
Yeah, PG&E, of course, Butte County going after them.
You know what, Butte County, is it when you sue them, or is it how much? I mean, do you get in line with PG&E is toast right now. PG&E is going to go into Chapter 11 to reorganize, but at the same time, there's going to be some problems here. Let's just talk about PG&E for a second. You had a great theory.
I am of the opinion, and we hear all the conspiracies here, but
we hear it all here.
The mantra in Sacramento and among socialistly leaning people in general is never let a crisis go to waste. This is the perfect opportunity for the state to grab hold of your rural electric bill if you're not in a city utility and ram the Enviro agenda right down your throat.
So what we're saying here is that obviously PG&E is being driven into the ground. And it's being run incorrectly. So now the state can step in under the Public Utilities Commission.
People.
Yeah, and have their own people in there and that say, if you're going to go declare Chapter 11, then these certain things have to happen. And one of them is, you know, you've got to devote this much money to getting rid of fossil fuels, this much money for solar, this much money for blah, 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 blah. But as it is right now.
Rip out those dams. They're pesky.
Well, right now, see, they can be sued to a point. Until they become insolvent and can no longer provide electricity, as we learned yesterday from Walt McNeil. Well, if that's the case, then that means that they're also passing this on to their PG&E their customers, not their stockholders. It's to their customers. Aha! See, even though that their stock is tanked, as you can imagine, I think they said it was down like 90%, lost 90%. Yeah. But that's not the only thing that's lost 90%. Bannon. Who's one that owns the Record Searchlight?
Gannett.
Gannett's in deep trouble too, and they just got a $1.8 billion offer for Gannett.
Yeah.
And everything there, and by a company that is famous for coming in and cutting, consolidating. Yeah, I mean you're. Anyway, okay, let's go back to PG&E. So now Butte County is rolled in saying we're suing this. All these people that are suing, all these people are going to be in line, all these hundreds of billions of dollars that's going to be coming out. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Do you remember the chaos in the period following the breakup of AT&T? Remember 1010, 221, and all that stuff?
Well,
just to make a long-distance call?
Southern Bell broke into, like, you know, Ma Bell broke into, like, five different companies down in southeastern United States.
Yeah.
You know, you had Tennessee Bell. You had all these other companies that were broken in. It was, but it eventually worked itself out.
But in that interval, it was pretty painful. I'm seeing just a prognostication on my part. Rural residents will start getting one bill for the energy and another bill for the delivery, and at the very least.
Well, we'll get Dan Beans in here, and Dan was talking about what PG&E is going to do, and it's going to almost double. It was going to almost double the cost of electricity.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's watching this and seeing what REU is doing. I mean, not, but what PG&E is doing. And he says it's just a matter of time because then they're going to start charging you on the amount of electricity used during various tiers.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to really bump up their rates. And then you add on the top of that these billions of dollars that they can pass through to their ratepayers to a certain point. But there's going to be a point where the ratepayers are going to go, no, this is just way too much. I'm going to invest in solar. And the solar companies right now, it's probably time to buy stock in solar. You know, get Powerhouse Solar back in here and have him come in and tell us that with all this is going on, if your rates are going to jump 50%, and think about that, it could jump, you know, some of them could jump 50% easily. So what happens then? So then they start going in, they start opting for other things. You know, anything from kerosene heaters. I mean, you laugh, but
watch those be outlawed.
They're going to be working at it, but it's going to take them a while. Solar. Solar's going to, you know, they're going to start bringing in more solar so people can start cutting back on their electricity. You know, even if they can bring in a solar array that takes out half of the electricity they're using, they're saving $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're getting ready. I'm just getting into it right now I've got now, right after this, we're going to take a quick break. We want to talk about Reading City Council has just raised your fees, my friends, to pay for police. And so here it goes. Well, I don't want those fees. I don't want those fees raised. Well, we need $800,000.
Yeah.
We need four policemen and three firefighters. Without that $800,000, guess what? You lose your neighborhood police unit and you lose three firemen. That changes things drastically. Yep. And if that doesn't kind of wake you up to say, maybe we better take a real good look at how we're spending our money at City Hall instead of raising fees.
And it's not just fire all the managers, which is the common response.
You know
that isn't going to work.
But when you get into the things where you've got so many people making, well, you know, people retiring and their total package is over $300,000 for being the city manager. I'm not talking about Barry Tippett. I'm talking about Kurt
Starman.
His total package is over $300,000 retirement package for being the city manager of this city for what? 10 years?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But that is a contracted agreement.
So far the courts have said,
you're not going to dismantle
it. And you can't. You know what? That's what he earned. That's what he worked under. And you can't change it afterwards. They tried to do it in the military. They said, oh, you know what? We're going to change this. And people, no, you can't do that. You can't change what's already there. You can't take money away from somebody that they've worked for. It was in their contract, but by God, you ought to be able to change something in the future and you move forward.
From here forward, yeah.
Okay. And they have. You know what? And let's just say it. They have. You know, the unions are giving back more. The policemen are giving back more. But, you know, when you look at some of these, how many people are making over, you know, $270,000, $250,000, $200,000 a year in Redding for things that, and you're in the, you know, and if you're in the public world, you're not making that much money.
Yeah. My concern being, of course, that now we're looking at a board, an entity, a bureaucracy that says you are only worth this much money.
Yeah, and you know what? That, you know, but, you know, and I'm against that. So, okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Sleep Number. Hey, you know what? Sleep Number guarantees you a good night's sleep. Well, you know what? I say they guarantee you. For me, when I hop into bed and I hit my the adjustment, and my Sleep Number setting last night was 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 40. It just, you know, you just go to sleep. And it's one of the best things about when you come back home after a trip, you get back in your bed. You know, that you spend, you know, you want to get 8 hours of sleep. If you don't get 8 hours of sleep every night, and this is for the, you know, for most people, then it's eventually it starts wearing you down, then you start getting health problems and all these things. So you need to feel the difference, and Sleep Number offers you the difference, including their Sleep Number 360 smart beds that sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably. Right now, during the January savings event, you can save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go on into our Sleep Number store down there. Tell them Carl Linda sent you. Try out the beds. Try out the beds. We've been sleeping on ours for, what, 4 or 5 years now? And I'll probably have to look back at it. And you know what? We were extremely satisfied with the quality and the service from Sleep Number. Okay, we're going to be right back. 7:17 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there. It's going to rain. It's going to be a nasty, nasty day.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And yes, we've seen the rain, Bob. I see the rain. I see it in the morning. I see it in the afternoon. I see it in the evening. I saw it this morning as I was wandering around with the dog outside.
I'm going to go all theme on you today.
Doesn't seem to bother her at all, standing out in the rain, looking around before she goes. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's the only place I go to buy a firearm. Why? Because Bastiani Arms has the best customer service. It's a husband and wife team, John and Sarah Bastiani, who, you know, they serve the public. They serve their customers with a great deal of respect and integrity. And you can't ask for more than that. Veterans get discounts, too, at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'm here with Michelle Slade, she's part of our team now here at KCNR 1460. She's got a show that's going to be debuting next Thursday, not tomorrow, but next Thursday. And this kind of falls into some of the things that she's doing right now. But right now we're talking about a Caleb DeLong fundraiser.
Correct. So Caleb's a young man actually out of Tehama County who, unfortunately, about a week and a half ago was burned very badly. So about 65% of his body was burned. And he has a community of supporters like none other, which really falls into the heroes aspect that we were talking about. There's a group of individuals that got together and within a week have put together this fundraiser dinner that's going to happen tonight at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And in support of all the medical expenses and unforeseen expenses that are going to come up from such a tragedy like this. And so this evening, we're just asking the public to come on out. You can buy tickets at the door. They're $20. Starts at 6 o'clock, and it's just really going to go to a great cause. Good community people coming together to support Caleb and his family.
Now, their family has been well known for helping other people in the community, and this has really struck people that they've had a tragedy like this, because they've always been there for other people, too. If somebody can't get down to Tehama, a lot of people won't be able to tonight. But there's other ways you can help Caleb and his family.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One of the ways is you can just go on Facebook and share the event page that's already set up for Caleb. And it's Caleb DeLong. So look for that event page. Share it with all your friends and family because some may be able to make it. Another way, you can go to Venmo and look for Caleb's, it's the @ Caleb DeLong Benefit. And pull up his information. You can make a straight donation right there. What's great about Venmo is a lot of the funds go directly to him, so it's a less percentage to pay when you're doing crowdfunding.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he has a GoFundMe account, which is wonderful as well, that his friends, he's a student at the Lineman College, got together and created this GoFundMe account. And then also you can donate to the auctions. So if you want to do that, call out to the Tehama County Fairgrounds and ask for Mandy, and she will take really good care of you. They're doing a live auction. They're doing a silent auction. And it's early in the morning, so we still have time.
You know, this kind of thing is not going to be a one-day event either.
No,
so
that's
this is something that's going to be going on for a while. When you get burnt like that, it's a long-term process,
right,
of getting the person back up. So if you can't make it today, but if you can give something, you know, it's Northern California is known. In fact, mm-hmm. they said Redding is in the top three cities in the United States when it comes to, you know, comes to giving, you know, per capita.
Right.
You know, we have all these other things that are. Oh, you're top five in car thefts, or, you know, mm-hmm. you know, number two in the state in obesity. And I just, you know, it's just stuff
right.
like that. But sometimes we forget that, you know, we're really good at a lot of great things up here.
Yeah.
So
we're a very giving community.
Here we are.
It's pretty amazing that this group of people, so Case Blanken from Emergency Command Support, Chad Amon with the Shasta Farm and Equipment, B.J. McFarland is a good friend of the family, but he also is the new CEO out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And then, of course, Mandy Staley at the Tama County Fairgrounds and Welton Hirschberger. They're just a group of people, just like you and I. They're neighbors and friends and family members who just said, hey, this young family, this young man, he's 18, needs our support, needs our help. And the family themselves, because they're so involved in ag and farming, and that they're contributing all the time to causes like this, either by volunteering their time or making a monetary donation. So I just think it's amazing that this group of individuals could come together and in less than a week, they're planning on feeding potentially over 400, 500 people.
Wow.
In a week's time.
You know what? This is, I think this is a great segue for the show you're going to be having starting next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And then after that, the Tuesdays of the second Thursday of each month. And it's called
North State Now is the show for
right.
KCNR,
North State
obviously,
now.
You know.
Of course, it's under Linda's umbrella there.
Yeah, exactly, which I'm honored to be part of, honestly. The second Tuesday of the month, so we're going to kick it off on the 24th for it's kind of
right.
like our soft launch here in January. But the second Tuesday of the month, it's called North State Heroes. And honestly, Carl, this was just something, you know, I've always been a fan and I really have a heart for our community and volunteerism. I always say if I could be a professional volunteer and make a difference all the time as a full-time job, I would do it. But, you know, like everyone, we have to make a living. So we choose our causes and we give where we can. And I, you know, I've been thinking about this through the car fire and even before that, listening to all the stories on Facebook and listening to all the stories of people in the grocery store talking to each other. We really have united in a different way, in a stronger way. Where there may have been a little bit of murmuring, let's say even a year ago or 6 months ago, about things we need to change in Redding or in Shasta County or in the North State. And that mind shifted during the tragedy. And unfortunately, sometimes it is something like that that causes the community to shift in our way of thinking. So from that came the inspiration for celebrating heroes and people who are making a difference, those people who are just because it's the right thing to do, not because they want to be recognized, not because their company told them go out and sponsor this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're the next door neighbor that saw during, let's say, the car fire example, that there's a whole community. I heard one story. There's a whole community of seniors who live in a senior mobile home park. And during the car fire, all of their electricity was shut off. And so here we are in the middle of summer. A lot of them have oxygen. They need their electricity. It's literally life-saving mm-hmm. for them. And there were neighbors. There was this one individual in particular who had a generator. So here it is. The fire is not far from them. He's dragging out his generator. He's plugging in all the seniors' oxygen tanks. And when I'm listening to this story and I'm thinking that one act of kindness.
He's plugging in the seniors' oxygen tanks.
He literally was giving them life support
yeah.
in the middle of a tragedy, not even knowing what was going to happen to him himself. And I'm thinking, those are the stories we need to be celebrating. It's kind of like that old song, you know, a little good news today. It's like really just talking about individuals who rise and make a difference because they're just good people, and that's what we should be doing for each other.
Well, you know, we have friends, and I gave you her name, and I hope, you know, I don't know if you've talked to her yet, Lisa. She and her girlfriends got together and rescued like 250 cats from the car fire.
Yes.
And got them back with their owners or found homes for them. And I mean, this was a great deal of work on their part. And she mm-hmm. works full time over at Dignity.
Yeah.
And her girlfriend worked for, you know, the girlfriends worked full time. So, you know, this is something, it's kind of like, You know, it doesn't seem like, oh, that's a, what kind of hero? Well, that is a hero.
That is a hero.
That is somebody that put themselves out and and in that capacity. I mean, it's not the type of heroes that I dealt with my whole life, but it's a type of hero that they've gone above and beyond. Mm-hmm. It's caused them anguish, and in her case, she got whacked by one of the cats.
Yeah.
It's people like that that make a community up, and I can't wait to hear the people you bring in.
It's getting positive feedback. I mean, I've only just recently in the last few weeks been talking about it and putting it out there as we're working out all the details, and already I have 3 months booked with guests. So it's just a pretty exciting time. We're going to kick it off with the group that's with Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, and they're going to come in and talk with us in regards to being out, the boots on the ground, out in the field, talking to everyone who has dealt with the car fire, and it's Cal Hope Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And Cal Hope Shasta was part of, was a spinoff from, they received a grant through FEMA. So, but what has happened from that is they are meeting people because they're literally going door to door, knocking on doors, talking to individuals. How can we help you? They want to instill hope. They want to let them know that there's someone out here who can help them. So we're going to kick it off on the 24th with the group from Cal Hope Shasta. We're going to have a really good open discussion about what the community has been doing at large that they've seen.
Okay. All right. Now. Before we end up, tonight is the Caleb DeLong fundraiser dinner. It's going to be at the Hema Fairgrounds, but he's a young man, 18 years old, was in a serious accident and burned 65% of his body, has suffered third-degree burns, and that's going to take a long time. His family have been, they've helped the community throughout the years by volunteering, contributions, and all that. Now it's kind of the time for everybody to kind of help pay back. Now, besides this dinner tonight, and you can get more information from B.J. McFarland at 518-1024. You can also make a monetary donation through a Venmo account. You have to log in and search for Caleb DeLong Benefit to donate. And then there's on the Facebook, Caleb DeLong a fundraiser dinner. And
anyway,
you can probably help. And this is, you know, Michelle Slade here, of course, is with us. And we'll be premiering her show a week from tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you, Carl, for giving this opportunity to really support this.
No problem.
Much needed.
Anything else we can do after this, after the dinner, you just let us know.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It is 7:32 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. It's going to get in the mid-50s, and it's going to be raining all day, all night, and into tomorrow.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading, beginning right here. And yes, the FM is coming. We keep telling everybody it is, that, but the stuff's ordered. It should be here. You know, in the next week or so, it's been ordered for a while, and then the antennas roll in, and all the cabling, and all the hookups, and these things, and then we have people that climb up in the tower, 50 or 60 feet in the air, and hook it up, and then run the cable out there at South Fork to a rack we have set up out there, and then Bob does his magic
through the miracle of electronics,
through the miracle of electronics, and then we turn it on, and we'll see. 96.5, but we're going to find out. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, it's run, you know, it's your neighbors and friends out there at Cornerstone Community Bank. Drive-through tellers, extended business hours, safe deposit boxes, extended business hours, and, you know, both in the lobby and drive-through. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Go on down and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. Now, I'm sitting here with another individual that is heads a group that's also helping a lot of people, and that's Tim Loomis from Dignity Health Connected Living. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. And on the line we have Jamie Hanna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Jamie.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
I can.
Okay. Use your outdoor voice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, need you to speak up just a little bit.
Step in a little bit close to that microphone there, Jamie.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, tell us about Dignity Health Connected Living and what the impact you're having on people here.
Yes, so just about a year and a half ago, we actually merged. Two different agencies came together. I don't know, your listeners are probably familiar with the name Shasta Senior Nutrition Program and Golden Umbrella, and those two agencies came together as one. We're out at the Mercy Oaks complex there near Simpson University, and we've got about 40 programs for seniors right now that we offer. They're all grant-funded programs, and we offer mostly for free for, you know, our clientele.
Okay, and what we've been talking about now is the Dignity Health Connected, the Active Choices.
Yes.
And what exactly is that?
So I'm the manager of operations for health and wellness over there at Connected Living, and my focus is nutrition for seniors. It's really the majority of our programs are to keep seniors independent as long as possible. We want to keep them on their feet. We want to keep them in their homes. Preventative health care rather than reactive. We want to be a bit more proactive. And Active Choices is one of our programs that falls under the Title III grant funding from PSA 2, Public Service Area 2. And they've funded us to be able to do this program that was an evidence-based program out of Stanford University.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a ton of research to show that seniors and people in general do a lot better when they have a coach that helps them out with their exercise, with their activity. And getting them more of an individualized regimen helps them out a lot in their stability, agility, staying independent longer.
Well, that's kind of the idea, is that you want to be, you know, if you're staying in your house, you know, there's no place like home type of thing.
Exactly.
You got, you know, you can get around, you can go out and cook for yourself, go out, shop, all those kind of things. So, and being active is a big part of this. A lot of times people have a tendency just to, you know, vegetate on the couch or the chair.
Right.
And unfortunately, it starts now when you're like 8 years old.
Exactly.
So it's, we're going to have an active choice for 12-year-olds. We should have. Okay. Now, Jamie, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
So what do you do in this?
I am a certified personal trainer, but I was trained by the Active Choices program in this case to be a health educator. And so what we do is we meet with each of the individuals who have chosen to take part in this program, and we ask them a series of questions and get to know them and what they really like to do, because they really do want to stay active at their home. They don't really want to participate in a class setting at a health club, for instance. So we meet with them in person the first time, and we give them a pedometer to track their steps, and they get really excited about this kind of modern technology. And then what we do is we follow up with phone calls that gradually over time are less and less as we check in on them and make sure that they're following the little series of exercises that we created with them. And we make sure that it is doable and sustainable over time. And we also make sure that it's something that they like to do, that it's something that's fun for them, because people will not, you know, exercise if they are not enjoying themselves.
Okay. Well, now, we're not talking about rappelling off the top of the jail here, are we? We're talking about the type of exercises. What kind of exercises are we talking about?
Exactly. Well, you know, it can be as simple as a walking program, and then walking can lead to skipping if the person is feeling comfortable. And once they get that body moving and they start experiencing all the physiological and neurological benefits, they start to feel better and they're happier and they are connecting more maybe with their neighbors or their friends. And it really does help to get them moving. And the other thing is fall prevention. You know, falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries for older Americans, and they really threaten a senior's safety and independence. And they're debilitating once the senior or the person falls. And what's really become an epidemic now is the fear of falling. So many people are seeing their friends fall, and they see what happens, and so then they become less active because they don't want to possibly fall. And then that just makes their muscles weaker. It makes them not reach out to their friends, so they're less social, and depression is on the rise in seniors, and the list goes on.
Well, I imagine it does. You know, I have a friend who's older, and he has he's fallen several times, and it's a and he's been an active person his life. He's 90 years old. But this is the kind of thing that might help out a lot. So, you know, especially on the active part. Now, how does this work, Tim?
So it's a telehealth program. So essentially, we do an intake. The goal is to be able to keep people in their homes. If they can't get out to a class. In fact, studies show that only one-third of the population is interested in attending any sort of public class. Two-thirds of the population is very interested in doing something individualized and on their own in their own home. And so this provides an outlet for that. And what's beautiful about it is it can be paired up for those, the one-third that do enjoy the class. They can continue to attend their classes and still work with a health educator over the phone. It's a bit of an accountability. It's a motivation and accountability from a coach over the phone and it keeps them going. You've heard of the New Year's resolution where they try to start out with an exercise regimen and it falls off pretty quickly. A lot of that has to do with accountability and not having someone to call you and regularly guide you through potential different approaches for exercise and activity.
Yeah, well, that's it. They say if you have a partner that, you know, it's a lot easier to work out with somebody because, you know, one urges the other one on and all that, and the trainer thing. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is absolutely free. This is free, and all you have to do is get a hold of Tim.
That's right. You can call 226-3054. That's in the 530 area code. It's a six-month program, and one of our health educators will get in touch with you.
Okay. And like we said, this is free. It gets you out. It'll help you get active again, and it from this, you know, from your own home.
That's right.
And, you know, and here's one thing, my friends. Dr. Khan, who is one of the cardiac guys of the, in the nation, was on the show, and he said if you do nothing else but walk 30 minutes a day, and if you can't walk 30 minutes, walk 2 minutes. Walk 1 minute, then work your way up to 30 minutes. It'll extend your life.
Absolutely.
5 years.
Absolutely.
Is that right, Jamie?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And I would like to add, too, that we asked them to do a little inner size as well to work on their brain. I had my clients learning poetry. I am the master of my fate, the captain of my soul by, you know, the Invictus poem. And we have that all memorized.
Cool. All right. Yep. Okay, everybody. Here it is, 226-3054. To get a hold of Tim Loomis, Dignity Health Connected Living, to get yourself in this program. It's going to be, something that's free. It's going to give you a chance to, to get out, feel better, and extend your life.
One more point. It is for ages 60 and over.
That's right. And you know you'd like to have your 12-year-old grandson in it. So,
Of course.
Maybe they can walk with you.
That's right.
That's right. When you're working out, there's nothing says they can't go for a walk with you. It'd be good for them.
You know, my first response was, this doesn't apply to me. Well, wait, it does.
It does, because you're that old now, buddy. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jamie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Tim, thanks. We're going to take a break now. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dignity Health Connected Living. We'll be right back after this, after these messages.
From Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready.
Need for love. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the bot. Good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning. It's raining. It's 46. It's going to rain. It's raining tonight. It's raining tomorrow. Smile in our face. Yeah, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Great people over there that actually give discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only place in town that Linda will go to buy jewelry is there at Four Winds because they have such a great selection and great prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. City Council last night approved a proposal to cover the salaries of four police officers and three firefighters by upping valuations of residential and commercial buildings, which would raise the cost of permits. I wonder if that raises our rent, too. Some recreation fees would also rise, as would fees related to zoning changes. Contributions from the hospitality industry would also rise. Aims to raise $800,000. This is a 4-to-1 vote. Councilmember Michael DeQuisto cast his only no vote.
I guess passing the collection plate to the local churches just wasn't making it anymore.
And, anyway, and they've also adopted revised ordinance to strengthen the rules on illegal camping and outdoor fires. And, you know, okay, so I read an article about R.V. Shreve. R.V. Shreve is, I think I'm pronounced, he's been on the show before. He's a writer for Donnie Greenberg's News Cafe.
Yeah.
Right? And he is, you know, he is a, you would say he's a more progressive mindset. And he looks at this as the city of Reading being hostile and toward the toward homeless.
You want to see hostile? Go down to Safeway and try to walk the parking lot gauntlet. Well, that's hostile.
Here's the thing is I understand what RV's saying, is that we're coming up with all these rules. And they went after Good News Rescue Mission by saying is that, well, Good News Rescue Mission is says that they always have room, but you have to rely on Good News Rescue Mission's numbers. Well, yeah, unless you're going to sit down there and count them for them. But the other part is everybody says that, oh, we're being hostile. The city of Reading, which is a very giving community, as we know, is being hostile to these people. Well, a lot of times these problems are self-induced.
Yeah,
there are mental problems. Some of it caused by self-medication, as you say. Some of them caused by heroin addiction, which is, to me, you know, and you can say anything you want. Heroin addiction is something that is totally up to the person. Unless you start them when they're an infant, which unfortunately some of them are, unless you start them as an infant and keep feeding it to them their whole life, then this is a choice you've made. This is a purpose choice you've made. It's not a good choice. I'm not denigrating people that, because I know too many people that have ended up taking care of their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandkids because of drugs. Because of drugs. It's horrible. It's a horrible addiction, but it's self-induced. So to blame the city and the inhabitants of Redding, because we have campgrounds out there that are filled with thugs that are like a, it's like a prison yard, as aptly said by Police Chief Roger Moore,
yeah.
Is that we've got to clean this stuff up. Now, do we need a low barrier shelter that people can come in for weather like this? Yeah. Yeah, a little barrier. But here's the other thing is that you can't just put out a housing element. Somebody said, well, let me just give them, 20 acres and let them camp themselves. That's what Nick says.
Yeah, the minute you do that, you assume a liability.
That's the thing. Who's got the liability for it? What happens when somebody gets, this is the city has given us this, and then somebody gets their throat cut, or a woman gets raped. And so now she sues the city because, look, you said we could be here. And by that, when you say we can sleep here, that means that we're going to be safe here, which isn't true. It just isn't true. So but to say that the city of Redding is uncaring is not true. Do we have a homeless problem? What can we do? Well, in that case, please, RV, what was your conclusion about something we could do to fix this problem besides, casting rocks at everybody? And you're a bright guy and you write so well. I read what you write. But so how is that going to be helped? Okay. Juan Venegas, the guy that was accused of burning the convenience store operator, burning him to death in Bernie. First trial ended in a hung jury, and the second trial just got out yesterday, another hung jury.
And Rob is on the line, wanted to make a quick comment while we've still got a moment.
Sure. Anyway, another hung jury, 10-2. This is two hung juries for this. I can't wait till the sheriff comes in so I can ask him about this. And the DA will be in this Thursday. I can't wait to ask her about this because she said, the first time some evidence wasn't omitted and all this. Well, it's in there now, and we still had a hung jury. So, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, is this guy guilty? I mean, 10 people thought he was. In the last trial, I think 10 people thought he was, or maybe it was even 11. But there's obviously it doesn't have everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, is it Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, that's a lot of counseling, right, for folks, and that includes some of the folks that are homeless on the street. And there's varying degrees of mental health, okay? And I have fully functional people with mental health issues who are not homeless, and I have fully functional people with mental health issues that are. And I tell all my clients the same thing. No matter the degree of your mental health, there is a level of personal responsibility. Now, obviously, with some people where it's so severe, I mean, that doesn't fly. But usually those are the folks that are being taken care of by the county and things like that. There's a level of personal responsibility that is often overlooked by these other people that think they're the experts on what should be done about the homeless crisis. And really it's, hey, you know what? There's a lot of people out there, more so than there are the people that have no ability to fix their situation, that just, in spite of whatever mental health issue they have, they're choosing not to take care of their situation or take the personal responsibility to fix what's going wrong in their lives.
I so much agree with that. That there are exceptions to this, just like you said. But a lot of this is, this lack of responsibility, and it's they expect somebody to take care of them at some point. Free syringes, right. Free food, free medical, all this, because it's almost like we encourage people to not take care of themselves.
Right.
Enabling.
I've gone to those city council meetings and mentioned all the various resources that are available that people just decide that they don't want to use. And I've, kind of at the end of my day of working with people, kind of bang my head against the wall and go, you know what? Hey, I can share all these tools and all these resources with people. But they're not asking themselves the hard question of what kind of stupid stuff are you doing in your life to just totally screw it up?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, this is, we've got to run because we've got a hard break here, but everything you say is so absolutely true. That people make this they make these decisions, and they've gone themselves down the road, and pretty soon they're blaming society on their own problems. So, hey, thanks a lot for your phone call, and we do have to take a break. Sheriff Basenko, I think, is supposed to be here today. I could be wrong, but I don't see him, and he's usually here, you know, bothering me already. All right, he will be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military says multiple American service members have been killed in an explosion while on routine patrol in Syria. The military says the attack occurred in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. ISIS claims responsibility for what was apparently a suicide attack outside a restaurant. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports at least two U.S. soldiers were killed. One American among 14 people killed in a terror attack on a hotel in Nairobi, Kenya. The BBC's Andrew Harding is there.
That's working at all.
The sound of gunfire and explosions had continued well into the morning here in Nairobi, a number of ambulances arriving at the scene. Overnight, dozens of civilians were brought out of the upmarket hotel and business park. In all, the Kenyan government says 700 people were arrested. Some had been texting relatives in their hiding places.
Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility for the attack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggests going back to the future for the President's State of the Union speech. Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines explains.
Citing security concerns during the government shutdown, Pelosi has asked the president to either reschedule it after the government has reopened or deliver it in writing, a practice that was commonplace back in the 1800s. The Constitution only requires that the president periodically report to Congress on the State of the Union. As Speaker, the invitation to address Congress is Pelosi's call.
It's day 26 of the partial government shutdown. Attorney General nominee William Barr back on Capitol Hill. His confirmation hearings continue before the Senate Judiciary Committee. British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote a day after Parliament rejected her Brexit deal by a wide margin. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up about 112 points. The Nasdaq better by 20. The S&P is up 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
A scandal in Israel's justice ministry is making headlines. Yet the latest from the media lines, Michael Friedson.
A new scandal in Israel reads like a movie. What is known despite a gag order is that a senior official in the justice infrastructure has been arrested for trading a judicial appointment for sex. Evidence of his high rank, the suspect was tasked with selecting two lawyers to be appointed as magistrates. He offered one slot to a female attorney, but only in return for sexual favors. Given that the police interview list includes the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the Minister of Justice, and the Attorney General has recused himself because of a close relationship with the defendant, there's no doubt the level of persons of interest and the level of interest of the Israeli people will both be significant as the sordid details unfold. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
A Senate committee will be questioning the acting head of the EPA to see if he gets to keep the job on a permanent basis.
Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, who's done lobbying work for the coal industry, has drawn scrutiny since his appointment to fill in when Scott Pruitt resigned in July. Wheeler's work in easing environmental regulations has environmental groups opposed to his confirmation and prompted a lawsuit by an ethics watchdog group, which questions if the rollbacks violate his pledge to abstain from regulatory decisions that affect former lobbying clients. Meanwhile, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and some energy trade groups are publicly supporting Wheeler's nomination. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The White House says Ivanka Trump will take part in the nomination process for a new head of the World Bank. The senior advisor asked to participate by Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is under the weather a little bit. I know we're all under the weather a little bit, but she was woke up coughing, and she is on her way down to L.A. on Friday with her parents to for a family thing. I didn't want her out here in the rain today, so I'm just being very, you know, protective. Might be too protective. Nah. 8:05 in the morning.
Watching out for the troops.
Watching out for the troops, yeah. Hey, 8:05 and 53 seconds in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate. They care about our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Bad Bob, weather for our week here.
Well, we're going to start with the alerts. Flood watch, wind advisory, high wind advisory, high wind warning. All in the next 24 hours. We got rain and lots of it. 2 inches over the next 24 hours is in the forecast, along with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. If you are downwind of a tree, move!
Don't park your cars under
don't park
what do they
your
call
car
them?
Under
gray
pine.
Gray pine.
Well, there's another name, but we can't use.
We can't use that word.
Yeah. Showers will continue through Thursday, then tapering off into the weekend. Now it's going to be rain off and on through. We lost our mostly sunny day until next Monday. Right now, and I'll get that in a moment, whoever's calling. Right now, we're showing 50 degrees downtown. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a local business in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Also, Chuck Kenny and Shasta Gas Propane is offering to those people that are living on their property because their fire, you know, their house has been burnt down, a 120-gallon propane tank they'll put up there for free, and we'll keep it loaded with propane so you don't have to keep taking that 7-gallon tank out, and at a very, very fair price, very fair. Less than what he pays. So that's Chuck and Judy Kinney and Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Please avail yourself of this offer. He means it. I'm sitting here with the man that rendered me speechless, which is sometimes difficult to do. Linda can do it a lot, but anybody else. But he rendered me speechless Saturday night at the Crab Feed when he said to me, "Oh, Carl, still, hey, I was listening to the station today." Now, of course, you all know Saturday we were off the air because of a circuit problem that AT&T had, not us, but AT&T had. He says, "Gosh, I'm really, really, I listened to your station today, the sounds of silence." I didn't even know what to say. I just kind of like, you know, I just scooped up my last little bite of.
I did notice you might have got a little flushed right there in dealing with the phone company all those times.
The head droops slightly.
Had to take a few pills to lower the blood pressure.
I don't take pills for that. I just go out after people. In fact, I have just discovered how to take down all of AT&T in one fell swoop here, but I'm not going to share it. But I, you know what, and I told people about this. The AT&T phone system should be I should report it to you as a crime.
It probably got what I call voicemail jail.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to talk to a live person.
But once you get to the people, and they understood. They said, "Yes, our system is totally, you know." This one lady said, "Oh, we've had massive miscommunication on this one, Mr. Bott, and, you know, in our own company." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." But once you got to people, it's kind of like anything. Once you get to people and you start talking to them, or they're with you, they're trying to help, they can't do enough for you. So, yeah, I have a real bone to pick with AT&T for the mistake they made in their phone system, but I have nothing but accolades for their people. Their people were just, I mean, people from Birmingham, Alabama, Zelda and Darlene, that jumped into the fight to help. I mean, they didn't know me, and I'm here in California. So, anyway, enough of that, because it's fixed and we're all happy. Okay, so here's my first question of the day. Are the 103 beds filled already?
102. And on the contrary, no, actually not. We average about, depending on the day, somewhere between 20 and 60 bookings per day, and we added 102 beds recently. Actually, our population went down, our average daily population went down a little bit by a couple beds over the last few days, which is great. We still have the 90% capacity rating, but now that's gone up since we increased our beds to 483, and that's great. So, so you haven't had any capacity releases? We've been using the new beds.
So you can put in well over 350 then?
Oh, yeah.
And so, but they're not filled yet?
No, which is good.
Why?
That's a good thing. I don't know if it's due to the weather or the offenders knowing that, hey, we have some room, no vacancy, or there's vacancy and we're holding people, which is good.
That's real good. But I'm just surprised that we can't fill that little devil up. Bob, that means if you and I get in trouble, there's a chance they could put us in jail this time.
Absolutely.
Instead of just giving us that little pat on the head and and a kick in the butt and saying, stay out of trouble.
90% now is 435.
435 beds.
Yeah.
And you probably got how many filled?
400? No, we're just around 360 right now.
You've got 100 spots almost.
Yeah, so that's great.
What about that guy across the street that's acting strange? Right now, can you call somebody and take him out?
Okay, you're looking in a mirror, Carl.
I'm just kidding. Oh. Oh, you know what? You're just full of these little witticisms, aren't you, buddy?
Okay. No, but it is great. We got the 102 beds.
The project was
completed on time, right around the end of December. And then we still have the recreation yards finishing up there. We're dividing them in half and adding some fixtures to those for requirements. And that's just going to be finishing up in a couple weeks as well. But we're using the beds. We kicked off a new jail management system, which is a software operating system for the jail, for bookings and all the stuff that the staff do in there. And so that's obviously a few little bumps when you kick off a new computer system, but that's been great.
Yeah, trust me, we've been living with that one now, too.
Yeah, I know. You understand you've had a lot of change in the last year with the new studios, equipment, and, of course, phone lines moving and causing all that stress. But same thing. We get a new computer system. There's a learning curve, and then there's a few bumps that obviously that get worked out as it comes online, but it's working well.
Good.
And looking for that. And so we'll be announcing. There'll be an announcement tomorrow with the district attorney's office and the Reading Police Department and the Anderson Police Department that everybody will be very pleased about. So that'll be a little bit of a teaser until we have a press conference tomorrow. But it'll go about holding criminals accountable and getting them held in custody. And so that'll be so watch for that tomorrow.
Okay, what time will that be?
Around 10 o'clock, after D.A. Bridget is on air. She'll come on air with you and then be off air, and then we'll have the press conference.
8 to 9, so she'll be with me 8 to 9, maybe we can talk about that.
I might have a little lead into it. So good.
Okay. Hey, Tom, let's take a quick break here and come on back, because I have a couple other questions, including this trial that just ended with a hung jury. And I'm just totally surprised. I'd like to get your opinions on this. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this company 15 years ago and is just done a wonderful job in taking care of people here in our community. Whether it's for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers that you want to turn to. Give her a call and she'll be out to your house immediately to work out a plan that works for you. give her a call, 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home, and Sharon Clark wants to help keep your loved ones there, where they're the happiest. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 46 degrees by our thermometer right here outside the studios at KCNR 1460. 8:15, 8:14 in the morning.
Combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
It was long ago. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 8:18 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, and rain. It's going to be raining. We're going to get like 2 inches of rain here over 24 hours. That's a lot of rain. This portion of the show brought to you by our State Farm Insurance agent, Jeff Avery. Located 1822 Bonaventura Boulevard, local State Farm agent since 1986. Primarily home business and auto insurance. They have over 50 years of combined experience with Jeff and his team, and they're available 24/7 because they know Life doesn't happen between 9 and 5 every day. Give them a call, 243-4600. Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking about the new jail, and there's going to be a big announcement tomorrow by Stephanie Bridget. And Stephanie, of course, is going to be on our show between 8 and 9, so maybe we can get her to, you know, break out loose a few little nuggets.
Yeah, we're going to be joining her in that announcement, too, being myself and Chief Roger Moore and
something
Chief
about
Michael
holding,
Johnson.
Holding people accountable, is that what you said?
Yep, and holding them in jail. And
wow. You know what? Here's the thing, and you've been saying it for as long as I know you, Tom. Rob Pelletti was saying it. Roger Moore's been saying it. Pete Hansman, he was here for a while. He was saying it. Stephanie has been saying it. The DA before her. We can't help people unless we can hold them responsible.
Right.
We can't help them.
You know, this 102 beds, it's a great addition, and I'm very proud of it. I'm glad that it occurred, but it's not the end-all answer there.
No.
We still need more jail beds. We need another jail facility. We need a work camp. We do have plans.
Another jail facility being like an addendum?
It could be an addendum, an additional jail facility. We need a medium security facility, and then we need a minimum security, like a work camp, too, for those sentence offenders to put them to work, keep them in custody rather than a work release. And that's some long-term plans. And we do have...
Do we have long-term plans for that?
We do. I presented a presentation to the Board of Supervisors last year, and part of that was... short term, such as the jail remodeling and getting those beds online, mm-hmm. and then medium and longer term, we do have CAN develop plans for the two courtrooms that are attached to the jail complex now, Departments 1 and 2. Well, the new courthouse is starting construction now. They've just starting some groundwork there. And when it's completed, we want to be working on, when they vacate the courtrooms, we want to work on remodeling those courtrooms to jail beds there.
Okay, so that'll be a few more beds.
Yeah. Somewhere, we think somewhere between maybe 60 to 100 beds, depending on...
Why don't we put that minimum security place out there in Stillwater?
A minimum security place needs to be close enough in for services and supplies near the city, but far enough out where you don't have NIMBY issues going on and room to grow. And then also,
there's like 400 acres out there.
So, like, a lot of people complained that when Sugar Pine, the state prison work camp, was put in, and that's a little ways out, but it's again close enough in for services, supplies. You have to have infrastructure there, such as power, water, sewage, to be able to do that.
People just love it. It keeps coming back up, Crystal Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Where that, you know, that served a purpose for our young people, but
well, it, before even the juveniles were there, it was a work camp for jail inmates, mm-hmm. for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and then a number of our neighboring counties for those long term commitments of 90 days up to a year for them to do a firework camp, and it was a firework camp before the county.
I think that I don't was it because, is it was it a funding issue?
That it was.
It caused us to let that go.
About 1997, due to budget funding and cutbacks, the sheriff at that time, Sheriff Jim Pope, was basically forced to close it, and it didn't reopen until a number of years later, when it reopened as a juvenile mm-hmm. boys camp there.
And I went up there and when I was first got back and was substitute teaching, went up there and taught a couple of days. And I thought, it's not a bad deal.
And again, it repeated with budget issues in about 2008, I believe, that it had a budget shortfall of about $2 million. And it had to close as well, and it remained closed. The property itself is on, at that time, was on state property. And then since then, the facility was heavily vandalized, and it had some environmental issues with the septic and then also with asbestos there. And then the state ended up in a land trade with the federal government, and now that property belongs to the National Park Service. And they want to rehabilitate it and eventually turn it into like a campground and a family campground for a larger groups out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad that it's still not available, something like that.
Right. But it doesn't mean there's plenty of land
within
the county, and we should be able to find something.
I would think maybe of something around Shingletown or something.
You never know. But the big thing is that we can, courthouse is complete, we can remodel those courtrooms there and have some more beds.
Okay. Big thing, though, is holding people responsible for it.
Absolutely.
Okay. During the break, you and I talked about the this trial.
Yeah.
This, you know, this guy from Bernie that was accused of burning the convenience store clerk. It was a horrible thing.
Incident that killed that man.
And the first trial ended in a hung jury. I think it was 11 to 1. It could be 10 to 2, but it was 11 to something like that. And so they had this other one, and I was told that, you know, that they were going to be able to introduce some new evidence and all this. And it just came out a hung jury again yesterday, 10 to 2. I can't wait till Stephanie's in here so I can ask her what happens now.
When you talk to prosecutors with jury trials, sometimes they're an unknown and can be unpredictable with juries. And then especially in murder trials, they're seeing and hearing a lot of evidence and testimony. And then the defense's job is to create reasonable doubt. And they only have to create enough reasonable doubt for one person to withhold the guilty verdict. And then they end up in a hung jury. And the defense obviously was able to do that. There was a lot of evidence that was presented in testimony.
Mm-hmm.
The overwhelming majority of the jury believed that he was guilty. However, in our system, you need a unanimous decision of guilty to convict. And in this particular case, two people were not able to reach that decision of guilty.
It just, I just find that interesting. I mean, it truly is. I mean, the first time, okay, we couldn't get some stuff in. Now we can get this stuff in. I imagine it must be the attorney this guy had obviously did his job.
Right.
And it's very
frustrating, too, for the prosecution. They put their best foot forward and able to present the case.
Investigators.
They have investigators both on the prosecution side and on the defense side. And then also you're presenting the evidence. It's a long and drawn-out trial. In this particular one, too, two of the main jurors, there's a jury of 12, and two of the main jurors were kicked off the jury for some actions that they had done.
Oh, really? They were kicked off?
Essentially, yes. They were asked to leave.
Okay.
That's by the judge. And then there's alternate jurors that are selected for the jury as well.
Yeah, they use both of them.
And the alternate jurors have to remain in court, hear the testimony, see the evidence while it's going on, and then those alternate jurors ended up being seated on the main jury.
But we don't know if it was them or somebody else.
Don't know if those, but they have to be there for the trial as well.
You know,
so
it's
we'll see what happens for the future here on this particular case.
I wonder if the guy if a murderer is just walking. Or maybe, as his defense attorney says, you got him mixed up with somebody else.
We'll see.
I know that Stephanie Bridget does not bring a case to trial unless they're convinced that somebody's guilty.
They're bound by their canon of ethics within there. They have to be convinced they're able to present this case, and it is convictable. And you're right. There's a lot of decisions going made before any case is issued for a criminal prosecution.
Oh, yeah. And I asked her one time before she was a DA, and she had another deputy district attorney with her, another lady. And they're both sitting there, they're charming and answering questions. I said, do y'all ever have a doubt? And both of them, man, I tell you what, their eyes changed right then. No, there's no doubt in my mind when I bring somebody to court that this person's guilty.
Right.
I mean, and I said, even during the trial comes out, he goes, nope, never once thought, oh, maybe they're right. In both of them, I've never thought that. Because they've been, they're just no.
And then their job
is
to present the case to the jury so that they can reach a decision of guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's the standard
within
our country.
I would love to hear. And that's the way it should be. I would love to hear from the jurors that said voted yes. A couple from them said yes, he is guilty. And a couple, at least one of them that said no. What was the difference here? What was what you saw that convinced you that he was guilty? And what was it that made you hesitate and say, well, maybe he's not? It's not beyond a shadow of a doubt. It'd be interesting to talk to. I hope.
Right. And they're supposed to base the decision on the evidence and testimony that is presented before them. But a lot of times, sometimes personal feelings and biases can get
into
the decision-making
process. I mean, how can you not have your own
personal
in another
part.
In another trial, we saw a hung jury in the Duenas case. And that particular case was another murder trial of a man charged with murdering his wife
down in Anderson.
And the
it?
First trial resulted in a hung jury. And, in fact, Stephanie Bridget, then deputy district attorney, was tagged with being the prosecuting attorney for the second trial.
Right.
And she had a short time to digest all the case and evidence and the first trial, and then get ready for the second trial, and then presented the case, the testimony, and the evidence, and ended up in a successful guilty verdict, and he sits in prison now.
You know, it's just kind of a toss-up sometimes, I guess. You know, I guess both sides is, when it goes to a jury, you just don't know.
Right.
I mean, you may think it's a slam dunk and something happens.
And most of the prosecutors will tell you that, too. When it goes to the jury, sometimes there is the unknown, even on, quote, the most secure and good feeling with, hey, we're going to have this, as you said, a slam dunk case.
It's a slam dunk case.
Because sometimes it comes out, turns around, and it can very much surprise you.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we've got to take a quick break. It's 8:29, 8:30 in the morning here. This is a portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the things, of course, they've done is offered up 21 beds for those people with mental illnesses that are out on the street. As they call them, 5150s, people that can harm themselves or others. And they have 21 beds now at Shasta Regional that they can treat these people and get them back on meds and see if they can help them. Among the many other things that they do, Shasta Regional Medical Center, quality, passion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Devod. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 15th of January, 2018. It's 46 degrees right outside our studio right now. It's raining. We're going to get like 2 inches of rain today over the next 24 hours. It's going to be like that, and maybe even through the weekend. It looked like it was going to clear up a little bit.
Yeah, I noted that Shasta Lake jumped 10 feet since the first of the year. I'll get you an update on what it's doing right now.
You know, Carl and Bob, with all that, Bob had the weather, you had the weather, all that rain, we're going to have snow. People really need to be on guard and be driving carefully with all this weather that we're having coming in, not just with the rain and the slick roads and the snow, but potential for limbs or trees to be down in the roadway. And to take precaution and drive extra careful.
What's the name of that city? Polga or something like that down in Butte County. But they
Polga,
just,
I believe it Polga, is.
They just had an evacuation order for them.
I saw that.
That was yesterday. Had an evacuation order
down there.
Yeah. Hey, look. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call 365-3793. And the people over at Cypress Square Barbershop bring us this segment. They've got the new only. Can get in there by appointment, which is working really well. You can just walk in, get your haircut, walk out. Yep, just like me yesterday. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business. So you can give them a call and get your appointments there. Man's Last Stronghold. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Pasinko, and we're talking about how the city was raising, if you're going to have the neighborhood police unit and three firefighters, they need to get the money, so they were raising the money on permitting buildings and the how much they're worth, more money from the TOT, the tourist tax, and more money from the recreational side. Instead of being $5, it's $40 to reserve a pavilion or things like this. Now, that's the city, whether you agree with it or not, that's the city taking steps to pay for their units. Now, the county... You guys, the county has got some problems because all the fires that have destroyed so many structures and so much property there, the property taxes have just dropped dramatically.
Correct. After such a tragedy as the car fire with so many homes and structures being destroyed, the Shasta County assessor can go back in and make an assessment on those properties and lower the property taxes. As a result, that means less revenue coming in for the county until those structures are rebuilt. And if they're not rebuilt, that may take some time for that revenue to come back in. In the meantime, there's still expenses that are have to be met and or increasing, such as salaries, benefits, changes into the retirement system that we have to pay into CalPERS. The cost of fuel goes up. The cost of vehicles go up. All those operating expenses go up, and then you have to be able to either meet those or, as a result, just like we do in our own homes, if we don't have the income and the revenue to pay for something, we have to reduce our budget at home, no different than for the county. And so this will be a challenging year. We're getting ready for the budget process to start kicking off in about February for the county.
That'll be interesting. Tom, when you're talking about these things, the lack of funds that are going to be coming in and what's going to be happening with that. there's, you know, that you see things that you're looking down the road because you've got plans on what can happen. You've got to be looking 5 years down the road on this. Are we seeing, you know, right now I'm seeing the, you know, for the safety of your people, all of a sudden two policemen killed, two women police. They one guy, this one was close, relatively, well, three. I'm sorry, there's three women, or three, since three
the,
policemen.
Since the first of the year,
yeah,
nationwide, there's been about seven officers killed. That could have changed just even in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. But
last I knew, there were seven officers that were killed in the line of duty.
Well, I know three of them were killed by an ambush or killed by guns. I don't know about the rest of the seven. But the one that was close to home here was this immigrant who came from Fiji legally, wanted to be a police officer, did everything he could to better himself, was a police officer in a small town, and an illegal killed him, allegedly.
Right.
Okay. Illegal.
And that
killed
was down
him.
In the Stanislaus area, right, in the town of Newman.
Then you had the other the young lady who, right, I, you know, from everything you read about both of them, they were just stellar individuals.
Yeah.
Killed by some guy at a traffic thing.
She was investigating a traffic collision in the city of Davis, and then this suspect randomly came up riding on a bicycle, evidently.
Oh my
gosh! And then started shooting. It was more of an ambush type situation, started shooting, and then she was shot and killed.
And then he went to a nearby home.
She just graduated in the academy in July, 2 weeks off of field training, and then she's investigating this accident. Her father was a retired officer with the Colusa Sheriff's Office, and a tragedy. Her services are tomorrow.
Yeah, and then he went off to a house and killed himself.
Her services, this is Wednesday. Her services are on Friday.
Then this guy went into the house and killed himself.
Right.
And then another police woman sitting in her car, I think, and she was just shot.
Mm-hmm.
And they've caught the three guys that did it. Now, I just saw that on the news. But here, it seems like the violence against police has just risen dramatically in the last couple of years. Or am I just imagining that?
No, it has. There was a slight downturn maybe 2 years ago, and then it's come back up. We always want to try and have it, obviously, at zero, but that won't happen. But we have always had, looking for it to be under 100 nationwide. Last year, I believe there was 146 officers who died in the line of duty nationwide. And we're seeing that just last night, the headlines, Placer County Sheriff's Office ended up engaged in a shooting, which ended up with the suspect being killed.
Well, you know, here's the thing: the illegal that killed the deputy from that small town. You didn't see anything.
I mean, the media was silent.
They just totally silent
to a degree.
They didn't
make issue with him being an illegal alien here. They did have stuff in there, and there was silence from our governor and governor-elect on that.
They
as
didn't
well.
Even show up for his funeral, did they?
No.
That's what I heard. The governor and governor-elect did not show up for the funeral of this law enforcement officer murdered by an illegal.
But when the young lady in Davis was killed, our governor, Governor Newsom, did make a statement, as normally the governors do with an officer that's killed in the line of duty in California. So that was an interesting facts that... No comment on the one that was in Newman, the officer for Newman Police Department, and then no comment there, and then making a comment on the murder of the officer in Davis.
Do we have an illegal problem up here?
I won't say it's a problem, but we do have illegal aliens that are here, and normally you do see it since we are in a rural area of California and we have an agricultural base here.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes you see that. You see it even probably more magnified in the Southern California area, in areas of like Los Angeles County, San Diego County being that does border up Riverside County, Ventura County, and then in the Central Valley area such as San Joaquin and Stanislaus and Fresno, where you see it much more. Monterey County is much more with an agricultural based area there.
Do you does the state keep you from calling the ICE?
Yes, in some instances, as a result of Senate Bill 54, which was passed last year and signed by Governor Brown, declaring essentially California as a sanctuary state, we law enforcement, are prohibited in communicating with our ICE partners, our federal partners in law enforcement, prohibited in communicating with them the majority of the time, there are some 800 laws that are exempt and allow us to communicate, but mm-hmm. primarily those are felonies and violent felonies that we can communicate. But if a illegal alien that maybe had a long history of criminal activity here in California, gang affiliations, if that illegal alien was arrested, say, for misdemeanor DUI, mm-hmm. we would not be able to communicate with our ICE partners that he or she is in custody and when they will be released as a result of sanctuary state.
Even though the person's background is one of felonies and all these other things.
Yes.
Well, that's stupid.
That is. And
but then again, we're talking about the Democratic legislature of California.
But then you see something such as occurred in Newman, California, or a couple years ago, two deputy sheriffs in Sacramento and Placer counties were killed in a shootout with an illegal alien who had a semi-automatic rifle and had been deported a number of times on drug charges, and he was here. They did not have the sanctuary state at that time, I believe, but still a person was here illegally and killed our officers.
Yeah, you know, well, here's the other thing, too, from what I understand, and somebody brought this up, was that your officer from Shasta County was killed by illegals.
That was
Is that true?
That, I believe so, yes. Yeah. So it was in 1991. It was Deputy Ken Perrigo who was assigned to our Burney station. He had arrested two farm workers, had arrested them on misdemeanor charges. I believe it was for drunk in public, and was transporting them down to the Reading area to be booked into jail. And they retrieved a gun within the car and shot and killed him. And that resulted in a five-day manhunt for them. And then eventually they were arrested in the Fall River Mills area. Excuse me. There was a trial. There was a change of venue that was held in Santa Rosa. Change of venue trial, and they both were convicted of his murder. One sits on death row, and the other sits in prison with life without possibility of parole.
Yeah, well, anyway.
And Officer Perrigo left behind a wife and children. And then later, a few years ago, we dedicated a bridge in his name up in Burney.
And I did not realize they were illegal. So somebody called in the other day. We were talking about this. Anyway, hey, we have to take a break here. It's 8:45 in the morning. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're discussing, you know, do we have an illegal problem up here? And the question isn't so much as that we do, is what we can do if we catch somebody that's got a long background in crime. But you catch him on something, or he or she, on something relatively minor that's not a felony, like a DUI, he cannot legally call ICE and tell him, hey, this guy's got like 15 charges. Would you like to come find him? And he's here illegally. Well, and I got one more question, too, is would they come? We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from our break. 8:46 in the morning, 46 degrees going up today to the mid-50s with a lot of rain. Be prepared.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. I'm here with Sheriff Tom DeSinco, and this portion of the show brought to you all by great friends down at SST Oil. You know what? It's cold out there, and they're making those kerosene deliveries. They're keeping those Toyo Tommy heaters and monitor water heaters full with kerosene. So you know what? When you have that, I had that kind of a heater, water heater, in Okinawa in 1983. And as long as you have kerosene, you have hot water. And SST Oil makes sure that you have kerosene out there. Plus the fact of their CFN cards, good 59,000 different places. My people here use them. They give me plenty of information. It comes back. I know who's using it. I know how much gas they get. I know when they get it. I can tell if they're making little trips on my gas card, which they aren't. I'm looking at Balaji. He's going, how do you know that? No. SST Oil. These are really super people. It's an employee-owned company. It's been around for 51 years. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for some really great people to work there because they're really great people. Okay. I'm here with Sheriff Tom DeSinco. I look out there. I see Casey Dollar from Top Dollar Productions. He's going to talk to me after this about something, I'm sure. So, Sheriff, we talked about ICE. We talked about that seems like the enhanced violence we've seen in the last couple of years. We talked about the possibilities down the road of the of a minimum security and a medium security facility up here. And we also talked about the problem we're facing with funding because of the fire has dropped the assessments on all the property, and that could cost us a couple $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know how much. It'd probably be beneficial if you had our assessor recorder, Leslie Morgan, in here and talk about those things that impact us. And, of course, in the meantime, expenses are always going up, like gas and cost of vehicles and
That doesn't stand still.
Our salaries and benefits, those all impact our budget. And it's a big challenge for that and for law enforcement. And it's getting very tough to recruit and hire people. And we hear that nationwide. It can be somewhere in Alabama. It could be right here in Shasta County, all the way from San Diego, all the way up here. The sheriffs are saying the same thing, that is very, and the chiefs of police. It's difficult to recruit young men and women. We just recently graduated two from the academy, and we hired another person from the academy. They're on training right now out in the field on patrol. And then we have four people that we are sending to the academy. They're in the academy now and will graduate in June, and then they'll come out for 17 weeks of training.
You know, I think it should be more like South Dakota. South Dakota is you can be hired as a deputy, and you don't have to go to school for a year. So you just kind of ride around with somebody, with one of the experts. That way you could have more people on the road, and then you could kind
you
of
could,
watch
but
them.
And also sometimes it's a little bit different in South Dakota than it is here in Redding, California, or in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, I see you've got a list of things. There's some things you need to get out here.
You know,
we've got like 5 minutes.
Excuse me. We were talking about recruiting. So if young men or women are interested in a career in law enforcement, they can certainly apply. They can go to the Shasta County Support Services Personnel website and look for those jobs, whether it be in as a correctional deputy, as a deputy sheriff. We have other jobs within our records unit within for hiring that people are records technicians, or any other job within the county as well. It may not even be for the sheriff's office. It could be for another department. And we're always looking for good quality employees, but especially for the sheriff's office. And then there's an extensive background that has to take place. And, Carl, a lot of people wash out in the background process. Sometimes we see
Isn't it interesting? With
drugs in the background, yeah. Truthfulness and honesty get washed out because of that. And then for the deputies and the correctional deputies, they also have to pass a psychological exam as well.
Well, I can imagine that, why that is.
Right. So if people are interested, we have jobs available within the county as
well. How much would they be making the first year after they get out of school? I mean, let's just be I don't want to be, mercenary about it, but people need to know is that if I go through this, if I put myself through the academy and all of a sudden I come out and get hired,
I would say
it's going to be
it's in the $70,000 to $80,000 range plus benefits.
Plus
you
benefits.
Have the retirement, you have medical.
It puts you up close to $100,000.
Those benefits are valuable, especially for young families with kids, for the medical benefits and everything. And then long term, 30 years later, when they're looking at retirement, those are beneficial as well. And so we're looking for those people to come to work and have a good, rewarding career in law enforcement.
Yeah, if you stay in it, people whine about the not police people, but outside saying, oh, look at them, they get this. Well, that's been reduced, and you have to work longer and all this. And now you're a 55-year-old deputy chasing somebody through the woods.
The 18-to-20-something parolee that's been out.
Chasing through the woods.
Yes. But you know, it is a very rewarding career. In March, it'll be 40 years for me in law enforcement.
And yeah, but you're not slowing down.
I've enjoyed it very, very much and still enjoy it, and it is a rewarding career. We say that it is a calling to be a police officer. You have to want to do the job and stay in it.
It's a lot like joining It's like joining the a religious order.
Or the military. Some people put their time in for 3-4 years, and they're out, and they have a job in the civilian life. Others make it a 20-30 year career, and I thank all of our veterans for their service.
Well, you know, it's a type of thing that you kind of get into, and it is. It's you have to make decisions that are based on your what you're doing, and unfortunately not for your family in many cases. And it's like I said, that's why it's kind of almost like a religious order. Tom, one of the predictions was not that you weren't going to run again. Did you? You know, Ken Murray and I made predictions. You know, Larry Lees is going to retire. That was a prediction. Of course, we have no idea if that's true or not. But you know, nobody said anything. I said, no. You know, I think Tom's going to be here forever.
One
of these days, you're going to walk in there and there's Tom, 50 years from now.
Yeah, I don't want to definitely die in office, but I love doing the job. I love serving our community. I've been doing this, as I said, in March it'll be 40 years, 12 years as sheriff. I was just reelected in June, and look forward to serving the people. I've always said if I'm happy, I'm healthy, my family's healthy, and I feel I'm making a difference, I'm here for you. I'm here for the community.
You know, we don't have much time on this. You changed the concealed carry rules. Can you go do that real quickly?
Yes. Right now, part of it was due to a change in the law, which mandates that applicants and people renewing their permit must qualify on the range with their firearm. And so in Shasta County, that means that you need to shoot 20 rounds on the range at about 21 feet, 7 yards, and you have to have 16 of those rounds in a tight area. It's on a target, and we call it the nine ring
right
there. And so all of the instructors are now having to comply with this. It can vary county to county of what the qualification
is. Now, for Shasta County, though, we're talking about, and then plus every gun that you have on your concealed carry permit, you have to shoot. And
that's
instructor
correct
has to put down that serial number and say that he saw you or she saw you fire the weapon.
That's fire correct.
Okay.
And then so that's the biggest change there. And we're going to limit it to five firearms on the license permit. Some people have many more than that, but it becomes a little bit problematic for our staff in there, and they can easily put five on the front of the permit. And it's good to have one similar platform. Some have a platform, meaning the type of firearm, whether it be a semi-automatic, single action, double action, with a safety, without a safety, revolver.
Well, that's because of muscle memory.
But that's exactly right.
It used to be I put all my pistols on the front and the automatic weapons on the back. And that was, you know, nobody ever said anything until you saw it one day and you said, you're taking away my extra bologna sandwich in jail.
And then I encourage everybody that's a firearms owner.
Well, yes.
Quick, watch the legislation coming up. There's a lot of anti-gun legislation. And I'd like to give a shout out to Bob and Brenda Belongi. Brenda's going to be retiring, and they're going to be leaving. He's going to be leaving KCNR and relocating. And so, Bob, thank you very much for your service to our community and to KCNR.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much. You know, I may call you back in a little bit early so we can talk about these gun laws.
You bet.
You know, maybe get Ted Leidy in here and all of us
sit
down and talk about this.
Fine.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.